you should write about your work. So the too long didn't read or too long didn't listen version of this is that despite the fact that there are more resources than ever for learning how to accomplish what it is you want to accomplish, not only within WordPress, but just about every subject under the sun, it's less common to find someone who's facing the same problem under the exact same constraints with the same voice you have. So write about your work or podcast about your work or both. Include the problems you're solving and the thought process that's going into their solutions. Now, you may be describing a common problem. You'll be describing them for your perspective. So, for example, we have in object-oriented programming design patterns. These are common solutions or prepackaged solutions to common problems. They're problems that have already been solved in a repeatable manner. But people still write about how they're incorporating them in their work, regardless of the framework, regardless of the language. And we're, you know, 30, 40, 50 years out from how some of these design patterns have been documented. So long before I got into WordPress development, I had made the decision early in my career that I wanted to keep a public notebook of sorts of the work I was doing, the problems with which I was faced, and how I solved them within the context of my unique situation. I had no preconceived notions that I was going to be writing about anything unique. I mean, by the time I'd started blogging, people had been doing the same thing for quite some time. And further, people had been programming and discussing their work on bulletin board systems or BBSs or on IRC far earlier than blogs had come around. But the point wasn't to try to share something new. The point was to create a public notebook of my experience as a programmer. And sure, you could argue that maybe it is something new because it's my approach to solving a problem, but you get what I'm saying. This isn't writing about what you're doing is not new, but it raises the question of like, why should we do this? So the reason for me was that I was inspired by people who had come before me. This includes a larger players like Joel Spolsky of Fog Creek Software and Jeff Atwood of Coding Horror and other small players that I'd find when Googling for a solution. And this was before Stack Overflow was a thing. Secondly, I've always found that I learn best when I not only achieve a problem, but when I articulate it in my own words. This helps to solidify what it is I've done, the why behind I did what I did, and to provide the rationale behind it other than, hey, this works. It helps me to articulate why I did what I did and how it works. And sometimes articulating a solution helps expose a problem that may reside within the solution, which would then yield a improvement to what you've already done. And third, before I disabled comments on the blog in which this podcast is related, and that's another episode of this podcast entirely, it would also help foster legitimate discussion on how to improve what was there. Now, remember, this was before Twitter was as mainstream as it is and people could praise or shame you for publicly for such things. And eventually, yeah, comments don't scale, but that's, again, another episode or another post. So the next thing is there anything else to this? Naturally, absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother talking about it. So this helped me develop a bit of a habit, not only writing regularly, but early in my career, it helped me to prepare in-office presentations with which I felt more comfortable talking about a given topic. Because I'd already explained it in writing, I was able to put together presentations for my colleagues that would explain what my team had done and perhaps share our solutions for other teams to use and vice versa. Now, this eventually worked its way into my being more comfortable speaking at WordPress meetups, WordCamps, on podcasts, doing screencasts and other presentations. And all of those eventually gave way into my helping to write for other publications, serving as a technical editor for a book, writing forwards and prefaces for other books. And perhaps it was more valuable and this may be more valuable than anything else. It helped me in meeting tons of people and making some lifelong friends in the process. Again, much of the above is going to be topic for upcoming posts or episodes, depending on how you're consuming this information. So why should you write about your work? I've already given the TLDR as to the benefits that have come from writing, at least in my experience. But here's the thing. There is far more to gain than to lose when writing about what you're doing. It doesn't matter if someone else has already written about the same topic. It doesn't matter if the problem has been solved in some way by someone else. It doesn't matter how the problem was solved. Publicly sharing your work has immeasurable returns on what can come from it. Again, no one solved your problem in the same context you have. You have something to offer and you have something to gain. And it's a great thing to do for you and for everyone else who follows what you're doing, or even for those who happen to drive by your post via Google, DuckDuckGo, or whatever search engine they're using. But this is a big one. Well, it may be a big one. I guess it depends on your personality, but it's not all great. So all of that said, I wouldn't be painting a complete picture of what can go wrong when you do share your work publicly if I didn't talk about the downsides of how people can interact with you. So I'm not talking about when you publish a bad package or there's something wrong in your code. I'm not talking about releasing, in general, poor code to the public. I'm talking about writing or podcasting about the things that are so opinionated that it can generate social collateral damage in the process. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that I've made in my writing. It was with no intent, like that. There was no motivation to do that. But it's one of the mistakes that I have worked very hard to avoid ever since. But it's something worth talking about, so much so that it deserves its own episode. Since I don't think someone should go into writing about their experiences blindly, especially when it comes to the negative that may come from it, it seems only fair to also share what that looks like. And that's what I'll be discussing next. All right, this whole podcast has, it's got a small audience, but it's an audience nonetheless. And so I'm going to continue to do this at least for this particular series because there's less code. And I'm not going to sit here and read code out on a podcast, but this has been something that I appreciate those of you who have listened and contacted me about one way or another. And I'm going to continue to do this for this particular series. And then I may take a break depending on the nature of the post. But I just want to let you know that I have seen what you've said. I've read what you've said. I appreciate it. And I'll continue to do so. Hopefully you're finding this stuff valuable. If you have questions, comments, other things to add, don't hesitate to send me a tweet or email me, and I'll be happy to try to cover that in a post or at least in kind of this post section or post area of the podcast that I don't normally incorporate into the post. So thank you for listening, and on to the next post.